It is now time for Bomber Basketball here on Classic Hits 101.7, KCTT in Yellville and Mountain Home, brought to you in part by Farmers and Merchants Bank, Knox Orthopedics, ASC Warranty, Arvest Bank, and Harold Tucker's Auto Parts. Now, live from Russellville, calling the play-by-play, here is Matt Sharp.
Thank you very much, Joe Shipman, and good afternoon, everyone, from Cyclone Arena here on the campus of Russellville High School. We are so proud to bring you today's broadcast of Mountain Home Lady Bomber Basketball. It is state semifinal day in Arkansas. Mountain Home is one win away from their first state championship game appearance in 25 years, as the Lady Bombers will be taking on the Nettleton Lady Raiders in the Class 5A state semifinals here at Russellville. We welcome you, as we always do, to the Lady Bombers pregame show. Mountain Home coming into this game currently with a record of 23-6 on the season. The Lady Bombers' last game was this past Thursday evening, as they defeated Watson Chapel 58-39 in the very first quarterfinal game of this tournament. As for this Nettleton team, they are right now 26-5 on the year. The Lady Raiders coming off a pretty easy win over Sylvan Hills yesterday afternoon. I believe it was 67-42. The Lady Raiders won that. I know it was a 25-point margin. And so this is set up the third meeting between these two teams. Now, Mountain Home has defeated Nettleton twice already, because, you know, these two are conference foes. The last year that they'll be conference foes in the 5A East. The Mountain Home Lady Bombers most recently defeated Nettleton by a score of 51-44 in that contest. It was a game that Nettleton did get some of their shots, but they hit some of their shots. What I mean is, but just about every shot that Nettleton took, they was challenged by Mountain Home. They did very well on defense against these Lady Raiders in that game, and I think that's going to be a key to their possible success in this state semifinal matchup. And another plus that Mountain Home will have, they'll have Emma Martin back in the lineup. The last time Mountain Home played Nettleton, the lady Emma Martin was a little bit under the weather, so she wasn't able to make the trip to Jonesboro for that game. But Mountain Home was able to get the 7-point victory without her. But it's good to have her back in the lineup for this contest. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back and check the starting lineups in just a moment as we get ready to bring you Mountain Home and Nettleton from the Class 5A State Tournament semifinals. You're listening to the Lady Bombers pregame show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Legendary basketball coach John Wooden said, "Failing to prepare is preparing to fail." And if you fail to prepare for the change in the seasons with your heating and cooling system, you're preparing for an expensive failure. Central Heating and Cooling can take care of all your heating and cooling needs, whether it's for repairs, preventative maintenance, or a new unit. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965, where comfort exceeds expectations.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Most banks talk about services by grouping them into two categories, business or personal. At Farmers and Merchants Bank, we're a little different. Sure, we have deposit accounts specifically for business and specifically for personal use, and we have loans for individuals and loans for business and agriculture, loans for homes and loans for commercial properties. But we understand that when it comes to the business of your finances, it's really all personal. That's why we call it me banking. Let us show you what we mean at any of our Farmers and Merchants Bank locations. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Since 1983, Knox Orthopedics has been the go-to place for total joint replacements. Continuing their reputation for excellence, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell employ the latest state-of-the-art replacement techniques and components to give each patient his or her optimal result. Don't settle for a life with joint pain. We can fix that. located at 3 Medical Plaza Mountain Home. Check them out at knoxorthopedics.com or call 870-424-3400 for an appointment.
Carol Morgan came to Arvest Bank needing to get a loan. Let's hear what happens.
So, Carol, good news. You're approved for this loan and at this interest rate.
Yay, that's great.
You also mentioned you have some credit card debt. Would you be interested in rolling that into this loan so you're paying off that credit card at this same rate?
Really?
Yep, then it's all just one payment instead of two.
Wow, that's...
helpful?
Very helpful.
Personal loans made easy. Arvest Bank. Ready to help.
And we welcome you back to the Lady Bombers pregame show here on Classic Hits 101.7 as Mount Tom is getting ready to take on Nelson in this state semifinal matchup here in the Class 5A state tournament. Winner will go on to play in the state championship game next Saturday in Hot Springs at Bank OZK Arena. Let's take a look at starting lives. Nelson, the visiting team on their scoreboard in their Road Blacks, coached by Jason Smith. They'll be going with three seniors, Travia Woodruff at 5'5", Alana Eaton at 6', and Daly Dacus at 6'1". Also a 5'7 junior, Wakiria Daniels, and rounding out the starting lineup is Bradley Pena, a 5'5 sophomore. Mount Tom and their home whites, coached by Del Nair. They'll be going with three seniors in the starting lineup, Emma Martin at 5'7", Anna Grace Foreman at 6'2", and Leah Jackson at 5'6", and then two juniors, Kate Gilbert at 5'10", and Addison Yates at 5'9". That's going to wrap up the Lady Bombers pregame show. We'll get this game tipped off in just a moment. It is Mountain Home and Nettleton coming up next in the semifinals of the Class 5A State Tournament. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!